As Bavali, I'm sure it's your Halterkirk, it's a Clare Shaw, Clarnegale. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
As I'm here to present the programme, which is called Clarnegale, and it comes to you in two languages, in the English language as Sir Hilg, and in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyin na Mara, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannach and Juriche, we dip into the pages of the Manx Sun, an edition for Saturday, October the 21st, 1871. So 150 years ago, almost to the day, and this is just to get a flavour of the issues that were important at that time. Hank me erskiel, Jorish David Barber, as te mushiniru de foglen cheddin as vons skielen a chlub nai heed, as maso tammy an yino chindaesgi. Ten enem ginusus perchin skiel, ne gin brunus lior rare kudach. We begin with an elusive instrumental, which is the first part of Haydon Wood's 1943 composition, Manx Countryside Sketches. In fact, there's only two parts. The second part is called A Manx Country Dance, and its variations on Hunt the Wren. So, we'll save that until the appropriate time. The first part that we'll listen to now is called A Manx Pastoral Scene. Tashu geishach rish radio vanning, stashu in the nashun. Fiskoller skeljena was tulish, Ellen Vanning.
Thank you.
the BBC Concert Orchestra conducted by Gavin Sutherland playing a Manx pastoral scene. The first part of Haydn Wood's 1943 composition, Manx Countryside Scenes. On the front page of the Manx Sun on Saturday, October the 21st, 1871, there's the prospectus for the Isle of Man Railway Company Limited. The company was to have capital of £200,000 in 40,000 shares of £5 each. The provisional committee is listed here, and it's very much the great and the good. The Clerk of the Rolls, Mark H. Quayle. The Attorney General, James Gell. J.S. Goldie Tubman of the Nunnery, who was Speaker of the House of the Keys at the time. The previous Speaker, Edward M. Gorn of Kentraw. The Reverend William Bell Christian, M.H.K. of Milltown. W.B. Stevenson, M.H.K. of Balladool. W. Goldie, M.H.K. of Sledgeby. William Fine Moore, M.H.K. of Cronkbun. Thomas Moore, M.H.K. of Billown. Evan Gill, M.H.K. of the White House. And that'll be Kirkmichael, I presume. Richard Rowe, the M.H.K. of Laxey. Of course, that's the well-known mines captain, Captain Rowe of the Laxey mines there. And he was an M.H.K. at that time. William B. Jefferson of Ballahot, and the advocates F.L. Gelling and J.T. Clucas, with the Castletown merchant J. Taggart. So, as I say, some well-known names amongst that list of the Provisional Committee, which is being launched there in October the 21st, 1871. Tamiscrew Skeel Bay Hugh Prentice, Ren Carsner Cronchor Blaen na Gair de Henne. She Corle Ven Tessa van Enem, Nudgin Brunus Erelior Rere Hudach. Shelly Fardelach, Matashin Greirish Sacherge, Clout Jochin, Ach, Other Hudson Fordrele. Vertessus Munion de Bech Ach de Son Hugh de Chow Tre, Nish Te Nahau. For the vine Hidlior M, Bay Hjalmar Johansson, G. Ren the Times Literary Supplement Grey, Over a Sledden Ronsach on, Len the Vinfointen J. Bay Leoil Ronsiter Bunus Gerudich, Asen Norlan. Ah, Sledden Ronsach the Jarru. Lug Shira Dolly, who are me a Nienege, as ish nish the Shinner na Kierfeed Blain as Jai Daesh. As ish uns commune de yurten, mahui vai Trondheim, ball ren mish surrens lyris graem rioi uns she meer chosha. Ve jane rau mona urgid regedden as ronsige ur de tui. Off now to a festnoz with a Breton band, Diawled, with a mix of traditional and modern, I suppose.
Madeleine,
And that's the Breton band, called just Diawled here, but also known as Diawled Armenes, the Mountain Devils. For the Glasgow Herald tickle the hoosh tredor jay. Sean the lior son pecher be, viskiri fis, ernut a ronsider an ur de tui, gee son an angeeloch. Rinne femblader em, ons lior an urla, corlach a daud a chor eber idden ach spu en oil. As mach a shen heng skeel a bay heen, scoot the skenach, liorish Baz Stone, ir a reineda merish scowen yarn. Fam I goen morn de lu as, djich fo chlach, ach heng cum reil er clawe er cunt a cush fa fos gole er rosh quail. Heng e mach de vel imidi fir jeans on scowen yarn, sin eisha hiar as, as un shen fa copen gin kid gole er crec de mai. Had ugud gael er be de cushion lay oil, nid a foliu nader. Maso, Hugh Prentice, ren cost na 3 feet as 2 million euros a cronachor. Lug thou cost na renesion as event scucha vai Daventry Bach, gus Bebington Birchach on St. Lieinsha Wirral. The prospectus for the Isle of Man Railway Company Limited includes this. The Isle of Man has a resident population of about 55,000 persons. In addition to the resident population, the island has, in the summer season, a very large visitant population, and between June and November alone, more than 100,000 visitors abroad. The resident population will necessarily use the line to a very considerable extent. As the island is populous as compared with its size, and as the towns are situated at considerable distances from each other, we may therefore safely calculate on a revenue of 24,000 from the native passengers' traffic alone, calculating that the summer visitors will spend only 3 shillings each in railway travelling whilst in the island, a revenue of £15,000 will be received from this source, and this average is considered too low. So, yes, in fact, rather than the conservative 39,000 total annual income there, they were reckoning they'd do far better out of the visitors, and they were calculating annual income of £65,520. Hewlett, or Planxty Hewlett, one of the compositions of Irish harper, Turlough O'Carolan, played there by the chieftains. Shea the jar was short you stashun the nation radio vanning as tas you geishach rish Claire Nagale, Meron Peen, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Elsewhere on the front page of the Manx Sun, there's notice of a bill before Tynwald to give the Isle of Man Railway Company Limited powers to make and maintain the railways they were positing here with their prospectus. In fact, the first line came to be opened between Douglas and Peel just under 2 years later, on the 1st of July 1873, with the Douglas and Port Eyre in line following just over a year after that, on the 1st of August 1874. The railway company's prospectus mentioned visitors, and the front page of the Manx Sun sets out sailings to and from the island for October. Liverpool, to and from Douglas, 4 times weekly. Liverpool, to and from Ramsey, 1 weekly. Whitehaven, to and from Ramsey, 1 fortnight. Glasgow and Douglas, 1 month. And then, next to a little illustration of a paddle steamer, it refers to the fleet. The Isle of Man Company's Royal Mail steamship King Orry, new steamer. Tynwald, Douglas, Snaefell, Mona's Queen, and Mona's Isle. Average sea passage, 5 hours. Heraw hiw goelfod i achson yn start eg ond taes dorf i wŵr a hunach fag yst yn emnen. Ach, fy tesa ffo sir y unid mast ymrein sesion y briwnyn ys na ffyrli o bred o thyrpeidach, ys olw yn olw sgol fan yn nebwn yn gi. Fy hedd yn chyngel eg tesa prentis, fy yr wwdach o'n smen eich, ys ei traes y be nraw pechyn eg. Fech sgil y be eich achdol sgriw, smwyd doli fy ffeddyn mach mynd chi o'n hiw. Fa mi mahau o'n siem ar hau yn y prentison, ys lio'r sgriw i er yn uchdem, leis rirt trwyd o'n ynyg wŵr jay marn clai sgol syffodid. Fy grau recordus ach em, mys o'ch yr awr ffeim em er lio'r sgriw i, ach hwyr mi mach dyr awr sgriw dy briol, greinich y slaid y lord. Ach tre yn yr awmi ach sai yn sien, fa jit y fein yn dost. Ach yr awsien mor fe les Hugh Prentice. Now this is a song written and performed by Mike O'Connor, one of the leading researchers of Cornish instrumental music, a member of Gorseth Curnow, and he was awarded the Henwood Medal by the Royal Institution of Cornwall. And he's also a fiddle player, a concertina player, and a singer, as we shall hear.
The sunlight blazing through the trees in flames of red and gold. The leafy carpet underfoot, as crisp as nights are cold. The stubble field you put to plough, the hedgerow growing thin, they mark the turning of the year, the harvest gathered in. These are the best of autumn, these are the best of autumn. The coals new glowing in the hearth, the dusty damper down, the firelight glinting on each glass of amber and of brown. The voices raised in songs of praise, the tales into rust retold, they mark the passing of the year, the seasons around us arose. These are the best of autumn, these are the best of autumn. And as the silent stars survey the sleeping hills around, the frosty moon cast shadows laced with silver on the ground, and deep within the peaceful earth the land its strength renews to bring again to mortal men the gifts none can refuse. These are the best of autumn. These are the best of autumn. The seven stars are in the sky. The wind is in the west. The weary ploughman's to his bed. The hawk is to his nest. And all along the rolling downs, the clouds like hunters arrive. The winter days will not be long, our joys we should not hide. These are the best of autumn, these are the best of autumn. These are the best of autumn, these are the best of autumn.
Storyteller, musician, singer, a songwriter and researcher based in Wadebridge in Cornwall, Mike O'Connor, the best of autumn. Hadur mi mach veg chawds nish ach creichol iawr fan le ciawt ond tai stor Amazon. Fe sgwer dy bolach tren y raw y fen hiesio hon, mor dy Biden mylwmwg yn sy chamer. Fe yn enniach dyn tyrychedyn ond tai tregit, gen peach yr bys dau. Fel yw yn inch dde mychion y troel ti tre ffos, as Tessa, chawds ryn i ffwstr o stiach leis medr yn dy he, as brystig yn o'n steina. Ta mi sílt yn dy fod yn cos na sgil yn ysgyn cwnta as cynion Tessa, na sian erach yn ec, yn erec a serach, e foer, ren y chwd sier, Tessa sy sgol, Tessa y punk rocker leis ffrinach yn sawsys, Tessa y siolter o legach. Fy hiw, gwrs achter olc ond tai clai anchyrdiach, gyn ffys er na linich yn rychyd, dera fy tesa corcwnion de. Rem mi sgriw ys sgriw dy greinich e, ys na fegan ys na fegan, henc mach ys gil. Now, 1871, as we've heard in Clanagail before now, saw the building of the Victoria Pier and the Battery Pier in Douglas. The Manx Sun has a report by John Coode, the engineer-in-chief, signing off the work. Sir John Coode, I perhaps ought to call him. He's signing off the work as having been completed, all but the final 18 blocks at that time he inspected it, but he expected them to be completed just after. However, having had the report by John Coode, on page 4 of the Manx Sun we come to the heading, The Harbour Works. Much dissatisfaction has this week found expression in Douglas because of the dismissal of Messrs. Ridley and Howland, two of the few working bees of that by no means industrious hive, the Douglas Harbour Works, whilst all the drones continue to be retained. It's believed that the progress, in inverted commas, of these works will now be slower than ever. Indeed, is not a premium offered for delay in the large salaries given to eminent engineers also in inverted commas. So is this a poke at Sir John Coode, whose report signing off the work appears in this same edition. Well, now a bit of country and Western Isles of Scotland with the duo from Lewis, Flair.
Apanen na palmon senyelan vek do ken ai chavi to anan nu anan ken sabi pe ken ka hi yo ken ni ya pon re as ka chavi as ka
Yeah.
na hishan paran rigi yagrian param piaran shi skopan mi na na shia hatore paran mo ye tan wo shai naskia el pilan nan re eran re nyat na hia no are yo
duo Flair, Ian McKeever and Noreen Martin from the Isle of Lewis, and a song called Chilly Me Harst, Higgum Reach Force. I'll return yet to the Ellen Begdon, the little brown island. Well, immediately following on from that piece about the harbour works is another section which is headed At Last, capital letters, exclamation mark. At last, after endless delays and broken promises on the part of the engineers charged with the construction of the new landing pier on Pollock Rocks, it has at length, we believe, been completed. By no stretch of ingenuity, we suppose, could the work be lengthened out to another quarter day, and so now that the season is over, it's been declared finished and ready for use by the public, who've been taxed for its construction, but so long excluded. With the completion of the work, the excuse on which the obnoxious tax of tuppence on each person using the pier was founded necessarily ceases. But we fear from a remark which fell from His Excellency the Governor in the Tymble Court on Wednesday last, only to be succeeded by a permanent tax somewhat smaller in amount. Her enad gaidja sul me as Hugh. Her enad gaid me er aiden de gul er bwrd yn jesach ac nyn lied. Te grein yr enad brodde, is Tessa. Fad tanach dyn ons bwen le ser ons defn. Hai Tessa dy fe mer is sian char ysgol, as fy hiw cre a lawgi chawds fi golsach leisian, tre honig ei rydyn ach cwech ons mar arw. Hyr awi gwrs fegyr bi elia, chydoli fe dy chwr cwnt y dje. Doli dy un er. Fyddi dyr awi fi feg na ffodd y sŵl. Oddach sy'n chyt yr asgysen. Ren mi sgriw nôt yn dy brioel. Mys o hai hiw dy un er. As fyna deinio Sean. Beg morfad gwrs pechyn. As beg yn tar halsiach, hwg tes y cwniach den. Fyna twrs i tre bwyach dy lor fy siw. Er nôn y dynach pech yr byd y chrel. Mor fynacht. Thank you. that, two of the members of Welsh band Callan, Patrick Rhymes and Anghara Jenkins, on dueling fiddles there, and they played the tune of the song Beth Yw'r Haf I Mi, What's the Summer to Me? Stasiwn yn asiwn to Radio Fanning, as she Clare Nigail ten Clare Shaw, she Robert Cytyn Coswell ten Enamorum, Robert a Corslach Mata.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Hraw, hraw at Lord of Earl, ach, fa graioch, ren. Fat goel yndys, ren tesa saljach amach, er non fel slaid y caj yn ffaganad. Dwt at draw ffeym yr sors er ieid y inchen, dwt i nys. Sien fa mi gynch der yw. Fad giri feddyn mach rau ffisega Iris yn Quantum. Dwi'n mynd na rau sien fra lael monos y chyrd tai stor. Rymbi sgriw si sien, linia maia. Hir mi ffis tesa. Cren ffen y jachad le siliau ychrodda na liga sys JFK. Cren ffen yn o'ch troelti tre rai mar o'n stefan. Fyddi dy rawyd goel eis, gols o'n sinni chaw chwlw Jane Chlai. Sien ty deunio dyn nhw tre tad gol twrws o'n couch. Mae'n y denkyd yr ie i lesiliau yr hiw. Fyddi dy fel palcha Jane ryd sien elio quantum ega. And so the article goes on, having mentioned this obnoxious tax of tuppence. Such a tax, it says, if ever levied, will be greatly to be deprecated. Having driven away hundreds of settled residents by the imposition of increased customs duties, out of which to provide a fund wherewith to construct the pier, would it not be exceedingly unwise to drive our casual visitors also away by the imposition of a tax which would be an unceasing source of irritation and annoyance? We hope all legitimate influence may be brought to bear upon our representatives during the interval which may elapse before the reimposition of the tax, in order, if possible, to avert what we conceive to be so calamitous an act. Better, far better, that the country itself should submit to the whole charge of maintaining and keeping in repair what is likely to be a very costly structure, than that our visitors should be annoyed and irritated each time they land on our shores by a penny tax, which would ultimately drive them away also. Common sense says that the owners of the vessels using the pier should pay for it. So some interesting background there, really, that perhaps doesn't come out in discussions of normal history, but there it was, obviously, a feeling of dissatisfaction abroad in Douglas at the time about this landing tax. And interesting that people had already left the island, apparently, because of the increased customs duties. Now, we started with something Manx, and then we moved on to something Breton. Well, let's mix the two up now with the British, with the Breton-Manx collaboration, Near Naissant.
Down in me, she'll answer that you're not a girl, gravel, you and sky. Comes by a car, I still do time on a bit of less. And lust your mills, you get a girl, my dead bed.
Pardon, you vine, what did that hint and the spars? A pen and cavo dread and do weep and me lean at leave. Haven cavo dread and do weep and me lean at leave. Pardon, you vine, what did that hint and the spars? I am a
lister, I am a lister, I am a lister,
Never gone on door, I got the agonite. I got it, and my bonus, there's a good one, you fed it. I got it, and my bonus, there's a good one, you fed it. But never gone on door, I got the agonite.
Lorch Landa and Thomas Moisson from Brittany and Mira Royal and David Kilgallen from the Island, with the Breton gavotte and the Manx traditional song Ustiamilis Segeri, sung in Manx and in Breton. As cherau brodau beyond, dwrt hiwnius di yn clir shen, fe dwlig yn dynod yn em, linioch yn ffaw, sgriddet mach, ond letr yn mwra, Ta injin na rhythm smoo cramp tom. Ta shin dremel. Ta shin shieldin rhythm. As na curtin te chit mark a size and lie. Va Hugh Crayley. As va Tessa Crail Hugh. As va Mish, cause na fail. Mas all cat the my dow screw shisa, ma de beer shen na hacher. An she be, ha jinnach pecher be riu liar. Gaw mi tasta dyr aw tesa gyn orm. Tan te dyr jyt dy fei ffwr ys ish. Chyr aw i na omygyn ys, a sems na fi ffag yn sy'n edyn emoch, fi molyt liam. Lwg sien ys onl yw, rennu crydlach, creu nach fel yw smwnion dy dŵr sy'n na irwyn sien son yn chronach o'r. Eish, hai mach dy ffodau chwr y feg. The Manx Sun's major concern in October of 1871 in its leader column was the Elementary Education Bill. In our last issue, we endeavoured to place before our readers, in an exact and lucid form, a summary of the more important and distinctive provisions of the scheme of elementary instruction, which has now been officially brought under the cognizance of the House of Keys. We endeavoured, without prejudice and without distortion, to extract from that wilderness of clauses, in which the eye of the ordinary reader can see little but a mass of tautological jargon, an accurate picture of the nature and working of the legal machinery which we are asked to substitute for those educational appliances we now possess, and which, we are told, have proved so completely inadequate to the needs of our age. Well, this was clearly an important issue for the Manx Sun, and it would be interesting to compare the bill at that stage with the final version of the Elementary Education Act of 1872. Well, this now is a title track, the title track, from Elin Fleur's first album. This is called Dim Gair, which actually means speechless, but actually there are words to it. Oh, it's very... Yerud me the veli fi cun rish mush tri shalid jeg rosh the ti goil toyak the cat.
Mm-hmm. efo ryw stafell aros A thraf mi'n syllu ar bed ar wal Yn ystyried beth yw byw Dwi'n agos i'r ymwyl Yn aros i rywbeth newydd Herio'r ymenydd hyn Sy'n byd mewn byd heddi Dwi'n gair am unwaith mewn oes Hwngen a i O dwi'n siw gwybod A gyta welai ddim neb yn gwenu A tra dwi'n chwythu mae pawb ymlaen Yn sychu dagrau i gyd A i ddod yn gymysgu Sef eitha sy'n morgyr hyn ffon A hyn a hamnid i'n byd Ond fi'n oed fen
And from Ynysmon, the Isle of Anglesey, that's Ellen Flair, trying to tell us that she's dim gair. Without a word it means, it really means speechless. Ren Hugh sy'n gael sys the mall de ve a serach. Gwrish film, har tre, jay rhythanach guller mulca. Hacun and chamer, the vodin spunus clash and trod and blug and cautious affordage, guller clay ons na marn skoil. And one more snippet from the Manx Sun to finish. Castletown. Early closing. The grocers and druggists of Castletown have announced their intention to close their shops at 8 o'clock on 5 evenings in the week and at 11 o'clock on the 6th, Saturday. As my sort of singing the Tarne Gerd and Tre de Hoon and yes, we close with music by a Scottish band named in honour of the Scottish poet Robert Tannahill, and these are the Tannahill Weavers playing their way through what they call the Good Drying Set. As Les Shaw, Shene was Clenegale a Chir Shaw, and so until the next time then, this is Robert Gooding Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Evi McCreary was Ortserlier. As my year in shared you, will you?